We're back with Money Matters. I'm Alfred Edmond Jr. By now, college campuses are preparing to welcome students eager to pursue their degrees while having fun and socializing along the way, of course. That means they're spending money, including with credit cards and online. Unfortunately, that also makes college students a prime target for identity theft. In fact, according to the Federal Trade Commission, college students are among the most at-risk groups for identity theft. Friends, roommates, campus sweethearts, and classmates are all potential scammers. Unfortunately, most college students are so busy that when they realize they've been a victim of a scam, it's too late to do anything. Students need to take action early to avoid scams by being careful where they store personal documents and by being cautious about their internet use. For example, students should have sensitive mail such as credit card bills and bank statements sent to their parents' home or a post office box. Don't leave checkbooks, credit cards, your social security number, and other documents that can be used to create a false identity accessible in your dorm room. Keep them out of sight and locked away. I'm Alfred Edmond Jr. for Money Matters, a product of American Urban Radio Networks.